Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section to get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So when we talk about creativity, often we're talking about something very vulnerable, right? Something that feels very personal, something that often is very reflective of how we see ourselves in the world, our identity, our sense of purpose, our calling, if you will. And so when we talk about creative ideas, and especially when we're in a meeting, we have to fight for a creative idea, or we have to really stand firm in our opinion. Sometimes that can feel a little bit dangerous, a little bit scary, because in some ways, when we put an idea out there, we're kind of putting ourselves out there. We're basically opening ourselves up to attack. We're opening ourselves up for other people to say, I don't think so. And by the way, that was a terrible idea. And we're afraid of how that's going to reflect on our capabilities and our contribution to the organization or to the client. And so it can be a really tricky and dangerous, precarious thing when we put ourselves out there in that way. And at the same time, that is the very thing that we must do if we want to pursue what it is we're actually called to. We have to take creative risks. So today, I want to talk about a couple of principles related to creative confidence. How do we put ourselves into the world in a way that is meaningful, that is contributive, and also, frankly, that risks and is vulnerable? Because that's exactly what is necessary if we want to produce a body of work that we can be proud of. That's what we're going to dive into today. Before we do, I want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So we have a lot of small business owners that listen to the Axon Creative Podcast. I am a small business owner. I completely understand your plight. Do you remember when you started your small business? I mean, it's no small feat, right? It took a lot of late nights, early mornings, the occasional all-nighter. Probably you still put in the occasional all-nighter. And the bottom line is you've been insanely busy ever since. The old joke about small business owners is that the great thing about owning your own business is you can work half a day and you get to choose which 12 hours you work, right? That's kind of what it feels like. So why not make things a little easier? Our friends at FreshBooks have the solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, it's intuitive, and it keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. Create and send professional-looking invoices in about 30 seconds, and then get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. You can file expenses even quicker and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part, FreshBooks grows alongside your business, so you'll always have the tools you need when you need them without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. So join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section to get started. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about how to have confidence creatively. What does it look like to have confidence? Now, I want to be very careful here that I parse between two forces that we often see in our organizations or even in our own life. The difference between confidence and ego. Okay, so ego, I believe, is often nothing more than a hard shell that we put around our insecurity. So people who lack confidence and people who exhibit ego are often exhibiting different forms of the same thing. One person looks weak and the other person appears strong on the outside, but really it's a hard shell that they're putting around their lack of creative confidence. So it's my belief that confident people are able to step into a situation and create change, not because they always have all the right answers, but because they're bringing a necessary voice into the conversation, whereas people with ego are really about themselves. Confidence says I can get this right. Ego says I can do no wrong. Confidence says I'm valuable. Ego says I'm invaluable. And we've all seen organizations. I'm sure you've seen them. I've encountered many of them in my time working with organizations that are built around the ego of one especially talented, let's call them diva, right, within the organization. And the entire organization elevates the ego of this diva to the point that nobody wants to cross the diva. Well, The reality is the diva may be very talented, but the problem is that when you set up an organization to protect one person, what are you subtly saying to the rest of the organization? You're basically saying, hey, whatever it takes to please this person is what we're going to do. This is the most important thing in the organization, is that we don't cross the diva. We don't cross the talent. And when you set your organization up that way, of course, you're going to inspire a lack of confidence on the part of other people, because they're not going to speak anything that crosses in any way the opinion of the quote unquote diva in the organization. So we can't do this. We can't allow ego to take root, but we do need confidence. We need clear, sharp, precise, confident voices expressing their opinions. So how do you exhibit confidence without allowing that to cross the line into ego? The first principle I want to talk about is that you have to have a point of view, or you have to have a reason why you don't have a point of view. Okay, so in any conversation, you need to be spending time, whatever time is necessary, to develop a point of view about the project, about the idea, about the direction, about whatever it is that you're doing organizationally or whatever you're accountable for personally. You have to have a point of view. You can't just be executing the point of view of other people. You can't. If you do that, you're going to train yourself to stop thinking about the deeper themes, stop connecting dots, right? Instead, you're just going to be executing what other people want you to do. Now, there's a time early in your career where maybe you don't have enough dots to connect in order to have a point of view. And I understand that. I get that. But you should still try to develop a point of view and then test it against the points of view of people who are more experienced than you. But you have to have a point of view. If you don't have a point of view creatively, then you don't have anything, because your creative expression is nothing but an expression of your point of view about a particular matter. You're turning seeming chaos into order. That's what you're doing as a creative pro. And if you don't have a point of view, you cannot do that. You're not going to express anything. So you have to either have a point of view or have a reason why you don't have a point of view. If somebody asks your opinion and you say, I don't have a point of view on this, you can't just say, well, I don't know, I don't have a point of view. You have to say, I don't have a point of view because I don't have the right information right now to be able to develop a point of view. I don't have a point of view because this is completely foreign territory to me, but give me some time and I will develop a point of view, right? I don't have a point of view because I'm hearing conflicting input from my leadership right now, and I need to make sure I've winnowed that down to the right input before I develop my point of view about this. You have to either have a point of view or you have to have a reason why you don't have a point of view. But one of those things you must carry with you at all times about a project. And if you don't, then you're not doing your job as a creative pro. Your job is to speak clarity into chaos. That's what creative pros do. For leaders, your job is to define clarity in the midst of chaos. You have to take the first risk by giving your team clear direction. That's the first risk that happens on any creative project, is the leader steps in and gives clear direction to the team. It doesn't mean you're telling them what to do, but it tells you, you're giving them the rails within which you expect them to operate, right? You're bounding their autonomy. That's what the leader does. Okay, so that's the first thing. Have a point of view or have a reason why you don't. So as you survey all your projects right now, ask, do I have a point of view about this project? And if I don't, why don't I have a point of view? And if you don't and you think you should, you need to develop some point of view about what the project should be. And then you need to speak that confidently. But then, this brings us to our second point, you have to be open to disconfirming information. Okay, so again, the difference between confidence and ego is ego causes you to become inflexible. You protect yourself at the expense of the project, at the expense of the productive passion of the organization. That's what ego does to you. So confident people are open to disconfirming information, meaning they're open to being proven wrong. They express their point of view, but they're willing to be shown that they're wrong if there's disconfirming information. You have to be willing to change your mind as a creative pro, and not change your mind because, oh, I just threw something out there because I wanted to have a point of view, even though I haven't thought deeply about it. No. I mean, you've thought deeply about it. You've come to a point of view, and then somebody presents something that is a bit of disconfirming information, and you say, oh, you know what? Actually, you're right. I'm going to change my perspective on this because I didn't have some information that you had, because I hadn't heard that argument before, because I wasn't aware of this pattern that's going on right now. And so you have to be willing to change your mind. So to have confidence, you have to have a point of view or a reason why you don't, but you also have to be open to disconfirming information. You have to be willing to change your mind. When was the last time you changed your mind about anything? Leaders, this is so critical. When was the last time you changed your mind about anything? in our culture, changing your mind has become sin number one. It has, right? When you change your mind, you're seen as a waffler, as a flip-flopper. I think it's a sign of strength if it's done appropriately, if it's because of disconfirming information, because you are basically saying, hey, I didn't have all the information. Now I'm willing to change my mind because something has come across my radar that gives me a different perspective on this. So I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to move confidently in a new direction because I've changed my mind. If you haven't changed your mind about something in the last couple of years, you're probably struggling in some way, either with ego or you just lack fundamental curiosity. You're not asking big questions. Okay, so be open to disconfirming information and change your mind when necessary. And again, leaders, this is so important. If you are headstrong, if you become locked in and inflexible because of ego, you will lose your team's trust. You think that changing your mind will cause you to lose your team's trust because they'll think you don't know what you're doing. The reality is they already know you don't know what you're doing. So change your mind, right? Change your mind. Be willing to adapt as necessary when faced with disconfirming information. The final principle related to having a point of view, related to creative confidence is, and this is very important, friends, do not play the victim. Now, I want to be very clear here. I'm not talking about actual victimhood. There are very unhealthy organizations out there. There are organizations that use and abuse the people in their team. I get that. I understand that. I'm not telling you stay in an abusive organization. That's not what I mean. What I'm saying is do not play the victim, meaning don't say, oh, you're not going to listen to my ideas. Okay, you're not going to value my contribution. I'm going to go hide in the corner. I'm going to take my marbles and go home. And you tell me when you're ready to hear from me. Don't do that because you're abdicating your contribution. You're allowing someone else to control your contribution to the organization. You're basically allowing somebody else to compromise your body of work simply because you didn't feel like you were valued enough within the organization. Do not do this, friends. I've known people who have spent days, weeks, months, years playing the victim. They've allowed somebody else to control. They have abdicated their body of work, essentially. They've allowed somebody else to control them simply because they didn't like the way they were being treated. Do not do this, friends. Do not play the victim. Build your body of work. Be strategic every single day. Bring yourself fully. Bring your point of view fully to the project. And then when you hit a wall, great. Change direction. That's totally fine. But you have to have the courage, friends, to risk being wrong. You have to have the courage to step into the void. You have to have the courage to take that next step into the darkness, even though you can only see one or two or three steps ahead of you. You have to have the courage to do that. And you have to have the courage to be willing to be wrong. That's the important thing as well. You have to take a risk and be willing to be wrong. Now, not a stupid risk, but a measured, calculated risk. This is how we develop our confidence muscle, is by taking small strategic risks, steps of faith in the face of uncertainty. And that's what creativity is. It's taking steps of faith in the face of uncertainty, consistent small steps of faith. So this is how we develop confidence and prevent it from becoming ego. Number one, have a point of view or a reason why you don't. You have to have one or the other. Number two, be open to disconfirming information. Be willing to change your mind, friends. Be willing to change your mind. Number three, do not play the victim. Build your body of work strategically day by day by day. Do not allow someone else to control your engagement. Your body of work is too important. You have something to contribute, something unique that has never been seen by human beings before because of your unique combination of passion, skills, and experiences. Are you going to allow somebody else to control whether or not you bring that to the table? No, of course you're not. No, of course not. Okay, be strategic today. Be purposeful. Don't worry if people get it. If they don't get it, change your mind if you need to. Be adaptable, but bring yourself fully and confidently to your work today. We need you to bring your perspective to the table in order to make all of us better. All right. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also, join the conversation at collective.accidentalcreative.com. That's where we have some great community, great conversation about all of these things we talk about. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.